Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, you want a free book?
Simply go to audible.co.uk/gooch. We rolling. I've got that on iTunes.
Is it?
I listened to that, and also the other one I download is I Say Britain, You Say Talent. Britain's Got Talent, it's a DJ talent. It's a DJ talent. Near us, in Hatch End.
It's a good song, that.
Great song.
It's one of the best songs
I wonder what he's doing there, probably out in Vegas in the DJ talent.
I think he's probably doing the underground European circuit.
Probably.
In Berlin.
I saw it.
Like what I do.
At the Letchford Arms near me.
No, that's part of the underground Berlin.
It is. It goes Caesar's Palace.
Yes.
The underground Berlin art Bauhaus Network.
Alternative. And the filth circuit.
And the now closed Letchford Arms.
Oh, my
just
God,
near
yeah.
Headstone Lane.
Yeah, that's your pinnacle, isn't it?
Well, if you go there now,
I
know you do.
I go in there.
You know they're knocking it down and they've got all grills over the windows.
Yeah.
Honest to God, outside it says, you know, student night, blah, blah, pint of beer, £2.20, all that. And it goes, special guest, 7 p.m, DJ talent. The straw that broke the camel's back.
How much he gets for that?
Oh, he's top dollar.
I mean, he's a TV9.
It's a TV9.
All you need is a bit of exposure.
Oh, bloody! He makes the Wheelstone Raider look like Johnny Depp.
Well, this is it. See, this is a shame because the Wheelstone Raider, as talented as he is, he's never actually been on telly. So he can't command the sort of wage that DJ Talent would be
asking for.
And I know DJ Talent is shied into some sort of deal that Cowell has arranged.
I think he has.
So, again, you know, he's going to be negotiating top dollar for him, isn't he?
How the other half live. Because your agent, Dr. Kowumbi, he looks after Will Stone Raider, DJ Talent, you.
Mikey Carroll, the lottery
Mikey
winner.
Mikey Carroll, Moa for driving school.
Yes, that's right.
Abu Hamza.
Vanilla Ice. Yes.
All the top names.
All the other names as well. I mean,
I know.
The one that sang Punch on the Ground.
Who's that?
Punch on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. I don't know his name.
Leslie Joseph. All the greats.
Peter Duncan.
Peter Duncan? Lovely.
Yeah, no, and he makes a killing from it.
Who does? Dr. Kowumbi.
Oh, yeah, because he charges like 70%. Yeah, that's what he charges.
Are you still opening supermarkets?
Yeah,
you have to get about 5 o'clock, let the caretaker in, don't you?
Yeah, while they go.
Do the trolley.
When they go on holiday.
Yeah,
they bang the keys at me and say, listen, I'm going on holiday on Sunday. Can you open up, let the baker in?
I mean, you are literally, I've seen you in these and you're out, you are stopped in traffic.
You're
a lollipop man outside the school,
that's right. Yeah, no, someone's got to get the kids across the road.
Well, exactly.
I'm just giving something back, Barry.
Well, of course you are. What did we think of that joke? Oh. Harsh, isn't it?
Who are they?
Monsters. All right, give it a rest. It's just something.
Zombies.
Well,
I like a zombie.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another show.
The Angelos and Barry podcast. Coming to you live from a glass office.
Somewhere. I have been all over the place like a mad woman's piss this week. Oh, do you know what's been this time of year?
What?
I tell you, I've had on the emails a lot, the older charity. People want stuff on the the one that gets on my nerve. I'm doing a sponsored hike around Machu Picchu with my girlfriend. Please, could you give us some? It's essentially, it's just a holiday.
I don't know what you think of it. I'm presuming that you think these things is a bad thing. Well, let me tell you, it raises a lot of money for good causes, right? Because last year I sent an email around saying that I wanted people to give me money to sponsor me to go out to the Caribbean and see how many spliffs I could smoke, you know, over a 2 week
raising awareness or raising money.
Raising awareness. And then the year before that, I done one where I said, please, can you give me sponsorship money so I can go and sit on the beach in the Maldives and see how long I can sit in the sun before I have to have a sip of my penis colada.
Yes.
You know. But it's for, what you don't understand, Barry, what you're failing to see is it's for a great cause.
Well, please, look, listen, guys, Jake and I are going out round with a rucksack.
Oh, yeah.
Could you, you know, to raise money for, it's always saying, cute, or, AIDS in koala pets or something, to raise money for that.
I don't
believe it, it's nonsense.
Listen, mate, listen. Right,
it's a holiday.
All the money that I raise from me smoking spliffs and sitting in the sun and not drinking penis colada, right? Do you know what the cause was?
Do tell. Okay.
Do you know how much water is wasted each year?
Water? No.
Have any idea how much water it is? It's lots of water.
It's loads of water.
And a lot of the time, the water is wasted by, buggered up pipes and guttering being blocked by leaves, so it all trickles down the side of the house. So loads of water is wasted like that. So the money I was raising was going towards having someone come round to unblock me guttering and clear up all my pipes.
Well, I suppose that is a good cause.
You know, help out where you can.
Our charity begins at home. I'm thinking of, we need a bit of money to go to Tenerife.
Oh, yeah.
I might send out one of them emails. Look, guys,
Me
and Margaret really need a holiday and pay for her spasticated colon. But we're going to go out there. We might need, some sort of sponsorship. Because we always do need to bring back 6 or 7 sticks of lamb and butler at the duty free. afterwards.
No, that's fair enough.
And that's raising.
Well, that's not going to pay for itself, is it?
It's a good cause.
Lambert and Butler cause. Yeah. It's a good cause. Because I don't know whether you know, Lambert and Butler is a tiny company.
Yeah.
Now that he's going to go to the war, it's a good British company that needs support.
Margaret can be a right cow if we're at home watching telly and she's not had her fag on. Guys, please.
For harmony in the house. I think it's just what you're trying to do with your thing. It's like trying to build bridges between you and Margaret.
Guys, we're literally not building bridges, in outlying areas to help villages. It's simply a metaphorical village
made up
of Lambert and Butler Silver.
That's right. So you can watch telly together.
Is that so bad, guys? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no,
we watch The Voice. They make a lot of fuss about them chairs. Yeah. We got one that goes up and down the stairs. Never mind turning round by itself.
They should have one for Tom Jones. Jones that goes up and down the stairs and then turns around at the end.
You say that, a lot of fuss about them turning round, that Rita Ora wouldn't turn. I knew a lady called Rita who turned round a few times for me.
Right, and there wasn't any fuss about her chest.
No, none at all.
So, I've come into a bit of money this week, Barry. It's not a pleasant story.
Well, what's happened?
You know I've been looking after that burger van for David Van Day.
Out of Dollar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Been looking after that. He's got me looking after it. Yeah. And he says, Angelus, can you just look after this burger van, please, while I go and get pissed in the pub?
Yeah. He's on a tour with Britain's Got Talent, DJ Talent.
And Marky Carroll.
Marky Carroll and Mo off a driving school.
And he says, can you look after the burger van? She said, yeah, okay, I'll do that
You're nice like that.
I'm not doing it. It's a perfectly, it's a charitable thing. And as you all know, I'm all about charity. And anyway, I'm there for about 20 minutes, like half hour, something like that. And the bloody thing just blows up.
Oh, my God.
I know. It blows up. And luckily, I was about 25 to 30 feet away, safe distance, away from it whilst it went up in flames.
Yeah.
And, but the emotional stress it caused
I
mean, it's just like, there I am in the workplace and the thing goes up like a Roman candle, And when the police got there, they said, this is a terrible accident, And I said, I don't know what caused it. And they said, no, we don't know what caused it, but it might have been petrol or a small incendiary device.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I said, look, I don't know nothing about that. Maybe Day planted it to get rid of me. Anyway, I said, look, I'm suing him. Suing him for emotional distress.
Yeah, oh, Christ.
And
yeah.
So I'll come into a bit of money now. Oh. I'll come into about $3,000 or $4,000 now. Now, unfortunately, this is not the first time this has happened to me.
Oh, shut the front door.
No, I won't do that.
No. Well, if you had it, probably the fire wouldn't have spread. Yeah, go on. What, has happened before?
Yeah, it's happened to the last four or five burger vans that I've been asked to look after.
You'd think there'd be some sort of health and safety.
Exactly,
you know?
But no. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're foreign vans or something. I don't know what the electric...
Well, where were you? Was down somewhere else, put in charge of a van and saying, was you...
What's that?
Well, what happened before? You was in charge of
another van, Russ Abbott's. That went up. I was about 30 feet away when it went up.
Went up again.
And it blew up again.
That's so irresponsible of these 80s stars.
To lend me their van and then knowing that there's something wrong with it. Anyway, so I got about $3,000 out of that. And I've invested all this money wisely, so that $3,000 that went into African tusks.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a growth area.
And then the last lot of money went into Chinese medicine.
Yes.
Yeah, because I love all that stuff.
Well, I mean, you knock it chopping a winkle off a tiger, but if you can't get an erection, you'd want that, wouldn't you? Ground up.
Exactly. People will pay for a nose because it's a last resort.
Yeah.
Right, they go to these Chinese herbalists and they don't know what they're giving them.
No.
So there's money to be made.
Yeah, of course.
So, and then, but this time round with the money, I've decided to invest in the arts.
In the arts?
Yes. Yeah. I've got about $3,000 and I think I'm going to spend that on voting for the person I think who might win The Voice.
What, $3,000 on the phone calls?
Yeah, on the phone calls. Yes.
Well, it's good to invest in the arts.
It is, isn't it? It is. They say that. It's good to invest in the arts. And I want to just give something back.
Give something back. You're all about giving.
Oh, yeah.
But, did you say to David Van Day, what it is, I'm working in your burger van. At least you can do is provide some proper, safe environment.
You provide a van that doesn't blow up.
Did he blame you about...
Yeah, this guy should blame me.
It's a blame culture, mate.
Oh, God.
When me and Margaret was out in Portugal...
Oh, yeah.
All right, I was pissed out in the head. I'd come back. I'd had about 10 glasses of sangria. Or I do recognise that is Spain, but...
It doesn't matter.
Same sort of area.
Yeah.
and I was off my bike. And I went and smacked my head on a low-lying branch off. Okay, it was off the path, and I'd wandered over.
Big sign saying, "Be careful of the low-lying branch."
And I had to duck under a fence in order to
get there
and hit my head.
Climb over a barbed wire fence.
I climbed over that, which is easy done in the dark.
Yeah, easy done when you're pissed out your face.
I could see it was all well lit. And I had it come up like an egg on my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I asked for I got in touch with the council out in Portugal.
Have you any idea what's happened to me?
And I said, you know, it's your fault. I said, oh, it's a blame culture.
Blame culture. Yeah, you know, because I was the other day, I'm driving along the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going round past the school, and I was going about 70 miles an hour. And there's these speed bumps that they put in the road.
Oh, God,
And anyway, I flew over one of them, like a gazelle. Right.
A what?
A gazelle.
A gazelle? Yes. Yeah.
And I flew over one of them about 70 miles an hour outside this school. And
like
I went,
a gazelle?
Went straight into an ambulance.
Oh, blimey.
And it was coming the other way at about, you know, 30 miles an hour. And I thought, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was drunk, right? And and I said, I'm suing you. I'm sorry, I'm suing you. And they said, you can't sue me. I said, I can sue you. Just watch me do it.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, oh, well, this is a blame culture. I said, yeah, well, you know, so I've got to blame someone.
Yeah.
And I, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I won with that one as well.
And took some money off
them. Took some money off them. And I ploughed that back into the arts as well.
Yeah.
I'm putting on a play.
Oh, you're putting on a play? What's that about? What's going on?
Oh, this play is very good. It's about a subject matter that's very good to my heart, but
what's
the environment.
The environment. You're very environmental.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And this play is all about polar bears.
Oh, yeah.
And the terrible situation, what's going on with them.
That's right.
Yeah, and how really they are really dangerous and we should shoot them.
Shoot
and
all
get
of
rid
them.
Of them as quickly as
much.
We can before they rip someone's head off.
Yeah.
So I've done a play all about that. It's going to be on at the Tricycle Theatre.
Oh, that's nice.
Sometime later on when they programme it in the year.
I'll tell you where you want to get a show on. I've got the brochure. It's in the... That's in the Watford Observer.
Oh, yeah.
The Radlett Centre. And they have a lot of, I'm thinking of putting on a show then. I've got their little brochure and what they've got on them. It's that they've got an Elvis Presley thing. It's 80 years.
Okay.
It's 80 years since he was born. It would have been his 80th birthday.
Do you think he would have made it to his 80th birthday?
I think
if he
would have done.
If he hadn't have died?
I think he would have done.
Yeah, he would have made it, wouldn't he?
He was that kind of
fella. If he hadn't
have
died before then, he would have made it.
I would have said so. Yeah, you know, that kind of talent.
Yeah, he'd have made it, wouldn't he?
He would have made it. But there's a bloke on called, what's his name? Mario Kumbu is Elvis Presley. He's not, but they always say that. Is Elvis Presley.
He isn't, though. No.
And he's not.
How did they get around that with the trade descriptions?
Well, Elvis would be spinning. He'd be gyrating in his grave, Elvis.
He'd be turning very uncomfortably, I'd have thought. He was when he went.
With them epaulettes and all as well. He'd be spinning in his. Shifting
around.
Shifting around in his grave.
Cracking the casket.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Blue suede shoes. I bet they need cleaning now.
They do now.
They do those.
Evel Knievel jumpsuits.
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa,
I bet he's all shook up down there. Mm. So this fella, Mario Kumbu, is going to do all the hits. All Right Mama, It's Now or Never.
Viva Los Lagos.
Viva's Los Lagos.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian Bum Fun Blues. Yeah. Suspicious Minds.
Blue suede pants.
Suspicious Birds, Suspicious Ladies, Mucking About, I'm So Lonely I Could Kill Myself, Lord, Come and Save Me from This Traffic.
A Little Less Mucking About.
Winky Wanky Wonky, I Fiddle With a Donkey.
Ooh.
That was from his early years.
Live album, he done that live.
What else did he done? Long Tall Sally, Quite Short Sally.
C.C. Peniston.
Quite ugly, but quite nice personality, Sally. The Rocky Tocky Dooster. Rocky Cocky Doo Stirred Dam.
That's it.
All
them. Oh, Lord, pray for me for fiddling about with a donkey.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ Almighty. That was another one of his.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
What have I done?
I've cut my foot off with a chainsaw.
And I've had some Hawaiian bum fun. Yeah, I loved his early years, Elvis.
Good stuff that people never realised.
Well, they didn't.
When
he was on Caesar's Palace with DJ Talent.
Yeah, and Mikey Carroll.
And the Wheelstone Raider.
And the one off of Driving School.
And Abu Hamza. He'd done that love one. Lovely duet with Abu Hamza.
Love me tender.
I'm a hooky cookie kind of guy. Do you remember that? I'm all hooked up.
I'm a...
He done that one, didn't he?
Something about an eye.
Something about an eye he done as well. That was the tour.
Something about an eye. Did you stick that hook in your eye?
Yeah. I say, Britain, you say talent. Britain got talent, DJ Talent. Oh. Yeah, he was very sick, wasn't he? Him and Talent.
Prolific. What a performer.
I saw Elvis at the Letchford Arms near off the Headstone Lane.
Well, that was before he made it.
Oh, before he made it.
Long ago.
Before Elvis.
One of the first times you come over here.
He come over, he flew into Prestwick. Now, not many people know that he caught the train down.
Yeah, and a quick gig, had a pint of Guinness.
He had a pint of Guinness there, and, you know, we'd not seen nothing like it before him.
All these hips and all that gyrating.
All the hips gyrating and all that.
And the birds loved him.
They loved him.
All that air and grease and muck on his head that he had.
Oh, he was wonderful.
All that muck he had in his hair.
I don't understand why the ladies went for
that mucky head.
He'd come on. Doo-doo. Oh, Elvis has moved. It's innocent days, isn't it? Doo-doo. Oh, Elvis has moved his hip from one side to another. I'm having an orgasm. Really? Doo-doo. Oh, my God, it's unbearable. Elvis has... He moved his knee this way.
He moved his knee back again.
God, it's unbearable. This is disgraceful. Yeah. Elvis has lifted up both arms in a running pose. It's so sexy. I mean, prior to that, we'd never seen nothing like that.
Well, you had your Eddie Cochrane.
We had Eddie Cochrane, yeah, but we...
He had mucky hair and all, didn't he? All that mucky hair.
He had a lot of mucky hair.
Very mucky hair.
And we had... Eddie Cochrane.
There's a lot of them ones in the '50s. They all had mucky hair.
Yeah,
muck and filth that they stuck in their hair to keep it up straight.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I was a greaser.
Very strange practice.
I was a greaser.
Is it?
Is it?
You still are, aren't you?
Yeah, I still am.
You grease your gooch.
I've got a duck's ass.
Yeah, I know.
But if you have a look, you just see it there. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh yeah, you have got a duck's ass.
Yeah,
funny looking thing, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
What's that? Your tailbone?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. It's like your coccyx has come out of your skin.
Yeah, and that there, look at that, see that?
Oh yeah.
That's my tribute to Eddie Cochrane.
Oh yes.
Yeah, lovely.
Fallen off and rolled down your trouser leg.
Yeah, that's it. But I tell you what, bit prior to Elvis and all these hipsters coming and sending the ladies wild by slightly moving 2 inches and one. I mean, you had to apply to the council to see your wife's nuna.
Did you?
In writing. You had to...
Who did you write to? Like,
the Lord Mayor.
Right.
Dear Lord Mayor, I have been going out with Margaret, with this bird, in brackets, Margaret. In other brackets. Honestly, I know it's hard to believe.
I absolutely am.
Look, let's not argue about it.
Stop laughing. Please attend to the matter in hand.
Anyway, listen, that aside... I have been seeing this lady. Yes, she is. She is a lady. For a long time now. And we want to have a kiss and a cuddle. Digital twos, maybe oral threes.
Tops
only, over cardigan.
Right. Yeah.
Please, may I have a licence from the Lord Chamberlain
to have a look at her bits.
Is that so?
Right. Whose palm did you have to grease?
Well, I had to.
When that to happen?
Well, first of all, I had to go to the council.
Yes.
To Watford Borough Council.
Right. Fill that form out in triplicate.
Fill that in triplicate. And then it went up to the Lord Chamberlain.
Right.
He had to come round.
Oh, it went to the top then?
Oh, yeah. It went to the very top.
All the way to the top.
And then I was allowed to do it. At Whitsun time.
Oh, so you had a specific time.
You
couldn't just do it anywhere on your terms.
We're not savages in this country,
no,
mate.
No, that's
you know,
good.
And
good.
You know, and sure enough, I didn't enjoy it very much.
No, we didn't know what you were doing, did you?
I didn't know.
You've never
I was
seen
doing.
Anything like that.
No one has.
No.
No,
no one,
one
has since.
And then she had a look at me duck's house.
Right.
That
yeah.
bit there. See that bit?
Yeah.
And yeah, it looks like a birthmark.
Yeah, I know. I'm having a. I'm having
that's it. Like a map of New Zealand.
Yes, it looks like a tattoo, isn't it?
It's not a tattoo.
No, I know. It's
incredible to have a birthmark on your anus that actually says, "Welcome to Fiji." But, you know, I'm lucky like that.
Very,
I was
very unlikely to your birthmark,
well, you,
that, innit?
Who, look, God moves in mysterious ways, but not as mysterious as Elvis.
No.
So anyway, yeah, so that's it. So they used to come. But so if you want to go and see this fella.
But haven't times changed now?
Oh, haven't they just?
Haven't times changed now? I mean, you've only got to look at Top of the Pops and there's girls prancing around in their knickers.
Legs and Co.
Legs and Co. Oh, what's that other one?
Pants People, Hot Gossip. The Brian Rogers Dance Connection.
321.
321, no, that's Ted Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't like to see him prancing around.
In his knickers?
Oh, God, I don't want to see that.
I would. Just out of curiosity.
Right, do you want to hear the clues that Sue Pollard brought in? Or do you want to see me in some knickers, Angelos?
Well, I'd actually like to see you in a pair of knickers, Teddy.
Here's the clue.
Okay. No, as I say, I would like to see you in your knickers.
You don't want me to read out the clue that Billy Dainty brought in?
No, it was a very nice performance piece, what he just done, and I appreciate the 10 minutes of Friday night TV that it just took up. But if you're all the same to you, just take your trousers off.
Well,
I want to see your lacy knickers.
We're going for a commercial break soon. There's a chance to win a boat.
No.
Want to hear the clue that Barbara Dixon brought in?
No, as you say, very nice, very nice. Thank you very much, Barbara Dixon, for performing there. But, Ted, I'd really like it if you just whipped off them furries and just got out your knickers so that I can have a look at them, please.
There's a chance to win a holiday in Buenos Aires.
Not interested. Never want to go there. Got no interest in going there. But what I would like to do, and where I would like to go, is just down south, about 16 degrees, where you rip off your trousers so I can have a look at your lady's knickers.
Well, there's a chance to hear the clue that Arthur Mallard brought in earlier.
Ted, we are going to fall out very soon, okay? I don't want to go on holiday. I don't want to wear any more clothes. I'm not interested in dusty bin. I'm interested in having a look at what you get up to on a Saturday night on your own in front of the mirror.
Fuck off. Fuck off, Macho. Fuck off, Macho. That's probably what he would say.
He would say.
I'm offering a holiday in Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
I've got all the stars here, Barbara Dixon, and you want to see me in some split crotchless panties with my sack in it.
That's what I want to see.
That's what you would
see.
And I tell you something, ITV wonder why the audiences go down.
Yeah.
It's quite simple.
You've only got to ask Frank Boff. And he whip it off in a couple of seconds.
3-2-1.
He didn't care.
Isn't that what it'd
3-2-1, be? 3-2-1, bang. Let's see him.
Winkle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
I mean, if anyone from ITV is listening.
Well, I hope they are.
And I really hope they are,
because we've got loads of good ideas.
Oh, dear. Here we are. Look, Ted Rogers appears in 3-2-1 with some crutchless pants with his scrotum dangling out. That's one.
That's
okay.
One idea.
We can't do that anymore,
because I don't think Ted Rogers is with us.
He's not alive.
No,
we could get someone else.
We could get someone else.
Okay. Number two.
Yeah.
What's that? The Apprentice with Guns.
Yes.
You're fired, literally.
You get shot in the face.
Yeah.
Evel Knievel.
Oh, Evel Knievel's...
Jumps a Chinese takeaway.
Kauai?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're scraping the barrel.
Not really.
Now, that's it, those four ideas.
Yeah, so if ITV are listening, they are sort of prime time ideas, I think.
Well, I think so. I notice you are smoking an e-cigarette, Angelos.
You know, Barrett, there's two things what I never saw coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of them was the internet.
Yes.
I never saw that coming. No. One of them was e-cigarettes. I never saw that coming.
No.
Everything else is as I predicted it.
Well, everything else.
Everything else is as I predicted
it. Like what?
It. Like helicopters.
Oh.
Fridge freezers. And carpets.
Yeah.
Windows with curtains.
Curtains and that. Television.
Televisions. All them things I predicted, all of them things.
It's funny you should say that.
Heartbeat, I predicted that.
What, with Nick Berry?
No, the other one. Heart attack, I'm thinking of.
Oh, heart attack,
yeah.
With...
Tony Hart.
Tony Hart.
I predicted that.
You
didn't
have a heart attack.
I didn't predict heartbeat, actually.
You didn't?
No, I didn't predict that. Didn't predict, so okay. I'd add that to the list.
Right, okay.
But call the midwife, I did.
You did predict that?
Yes.
I know you did.
Yes. Or creatures great and small.
Yeah.
I did predict that.
What else did you predict?
What
did you not see coming?
What did I not... Well, I think there's only three things I didn't see coming. The internet. I mean, who would have seen that coming?
No, not me.
Not you, Barry. You wouldn't have seen that coming, would
I
you?
Wouldn't have seen that
because
coming.
Because you didn't know what a computer was till...
No, not till recently.
Not till half an hour ago. Really?
The thing I never predicted was going to be so big. And that is this.
What is it?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah, coffee.
What sort of a shit drink is coffee?
Coffee, yeah.
Oh, pull the other one.
Ooh, it's a great coffee. It's a flat cap. I'm going to flat cap. It's Americano.
It's a one leg.
What a load of... It stinks.
Yeah,
it makes you stink.
It makes you fart.
Ooh, it's a nice coffee.
Well, it's the Americans that have done this.
No one used
the Americans that have done this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I see the markup.
Of course I do.
I see the markup.
Oh, that's
what I get. Oh, you know, how much does it take to make a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It takes about 10 cents. Oh, really? Well, we can take the 10 cents cup of coffee and we can charge $5 for it. How about that? We can rip those cockamamie sons of bitches right off. And let me tell you, they'll keep coming back for more and more and more.
Nah.
And we're going to make millions.
Nah.
Millions.
Nah. Those limey idiots, they will drink any old shit that we put down. Let me tell you something.
They will drink any old shit that you put in front of them. You've only got to say it costs $3 and they'll go, oh, I think I'll have a cup of bloody coffee.
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, those cockamamie limey sons of bitches will swallow any old shit that we give them, and we won't pay any tax.
And you know what?
Yeah.
We did.
I told you those cockamamie limey bitches.
Well, It was a no-brainer.
Yeah, I tell you what we do. And we, what's more, we'll give them their national drink. We'll charge them £1.80 for some tea bag shit.
And some hot water.
Water, that's what we're gonna do, those silly limey fuckers.
But surely, sir, they won't fall for that. Surely, sir, they won't fall for that.
You're fired! Of course they'll fall for it, you cockamamie.
And if this is an apprentice with guns, that'd be...
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's look.
Blimey.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God, look at this. We just had a fax come in from the CEO of audible.co.uk.
No.
Dear Angela and Barry,
Where
do you get off doing stupid impressions of American coffee magnates? You got the baby son of a bitch. I worked with DJ Talent back in 19... 19-
99.
And let me tell you something. Mikey Carroll, the lottery winner, is a close personal friend of mine. We go to the same country club together and we have pancakes in the morning. Okay, he's put on a few pounds and he's got a few gold teeth. But don't you judge that man because he's a personal friend of mine.
Do you really think I want to hear about a tattoo of Fiji on your anus, you silly old...
I'm not going to go on holiday to the Maldives and sit in the sun all day and take a sip of penis colada and make a fortune for charity and have you two take the piss out of me, you cocker baby. Sons of
bitches, do you really think that Audible.co.uk wants to hear about your Margaret spasticated colon, you son of a bitch? We're pulling out a sponsorship. Oh, you can go and shit yourself as far as I'm concerned on coffee.
Must say he's angry this
furious.
Week. Angry this week, isn't he?
P.S.
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole. Yeah, that's what he says. Oh, well. That's what I think of you, Mr. Audible.
I never liked any. Have you ever listened to them books anyway?
Well, look, here, this is how much we've earned from this sponsorship so far. Let's just have a little... Hold on.
You've earned that much?
We've got to split that. If any of you want a free book... Do you know how much we've earned since we've been doing this crap for the last 4 months? That. What's that?
Shut up, pan.
£1.05.
Listen, mate. Can you shoot a gift horse in the face?
That's our other idea for an ITV show.
Yeah. Shoot a gift horse in the face with Ted Rogers and Elvis Presley.
And see what happens.
This is an amazing thing. In the Watford Observer, Jimmy White, the snooker player.
Snooker legend.
Is doing a Q&A. And this is the thing that interests me. Last question they got in, on your epitaph, on your gravestone, what would you like? And he put, a rascal from Tooting who did all right, made a few people smile and shared a beer or two too many along the way. Could have just put piss in, I suppose, to save on the engraving.
Yeah.
But not saying he is.
No.
You're listening...
Jimmy White. There's a good chance you will be.
Well, what would your epitaph...
Mine would be... Angelo Cipafino is under here. If you dig it up and have a look, you might not like it because he's been there a while and it could be really mucky.
That's quite a lot of words.
Yeah, but I've got loads of money, so...
I'd have a massive stone. I would save on it. I don't want my money.
Oh, really? You make it...
Barry dead. Yeah. Two words. Or shorter.
Barry.
Baz R.I.P.
Baz Rip.
But if money was no object, I would have on my gravestone.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I'd have
a picture of Linda Lucia. All carved out of granite.
I'd have Lindsay Dawn McKenzie on one side, angels, and Linda Lucia, the world's most beautiful women
ever.
On either side, Suzanne Mitzi in the middle. And underneath,
Sam Fox.
And then it was,
your feet.
Yeah. And I would have written on it, Dear London Midland Train. I must have gone about 250 miles in first class without paying for a ticket.
Up yours, mate.
And now I'm dead and you'll never get the money, so who's had the last laugh?
And if you go after Margaret for that money, I'll come back from the grave and I will haunt you.
So
I'll hang around your council offices and really knock stuff over.
I wouldn't trust them to get the money. They couldn't sit the right way round in a toilet.
Yeah,
let alone...
That's it, Barry. Put the boot in, mate. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Dear London Midland.
I'm dead
now. Yeah. You ain't getting no money.
Yeah. I say, dear social services.
Yeah, that's
right. I've been claiming benefits from 7 different offices for about 35 years.
Yeah.
I'm also on disability, even though I am absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I've earned millions out of you and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So I'm dead now, so I'm laughing in my grave.
Grave at you.
and then I'd have loads of ha 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 ha.
Yeah, ha's on
all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, I'd have that.
Oh, I've man, he was no more objective.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, here we go.
Here we go. I think we've probably...
done it.
We've probably done it now, really. I think we've enjoyed some nice... There's been some funny bits. Yeah, that was a sophisticated audience enjoying that. Yeah, but we've had a lovely... We'd have a lovely time. And lovely until time. Next time... We'll see. Yes. Until next time, keep safe, people.
Oh, do keep safe.
And do please remember to go to audible.co.uk/Gooch because we've thus far earned precisely £1.05.
Yeah, and don't forget to enter the competition because your prize next week
is
absolutely spectacular. It's to sit on a chair that I have bought from a charity shop, and I've got it sat outside a betting shop. So if you want to win that special prize, please enter the competition.
Only £25
to enter. And honestly, people are raving about this prize, so it really is. Yeah. It's really spectacular.
And next week, the guests are, of course... Oh, yes! Mary Mungo and Mitch.
We've got Paul Daniels.
Freeman Hardy Willis.
We've got Brian Dowling.
We've got Woodrow Wilson.
We've got H. Samuel.
We've got Tony Woodcock, the former Nottingham Forest forward.
David Blaine.
David Blake, my friend from school.
David Blunkett.
Blaupunkt. The audio equipment.
Yeah, we have
Richard Sounds.
We've got Bose. Bang and Olufsen's coming in.
They're both coming in. Bang and Olufsen doing their close hand magic. And we've got
Torval and Dean, of course.
Torval and Dean will be in doing their bolero. And then after that, we're just going to have them cheated by the Russian judge when they was down, nailed on favourite to win.
And we're having the entire Russian ice hockey team
coming in. Talk about financial issues.
Okay.
But until then...
Have a lovely week.
And...
Bye-bye. Hey, guys, do you want a free book?
Simply go to audible.co.uk/Gooch.
This podcast is a Playback Media production.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.